Fun.
Hey, another week. You know, there's one image that's emblazoned in my mind, and it's in all of our minds from this week. You know, I'll tell you something. The Hebrew word for is what? Briah. You see where I'm going? There's a connection to the Parsha. What happens in the Parsha? Kriyat Yam Suf. Okay, it's cheesy, but I'm making a connection. Kriyat Yam Suf. The tearing apart of the Red Sea. Actually, I'm going to drash on that. I'm seriously going to drash on that. So what do we have? We have the Bnei Yisrael. They're on the shore of the Red Sea. They look out and they see an ocean, an impassable ocean, something that seems impossible, impenetrable. And, of course, Pharaoh's chariots are on their way. So they're trapped, right? They don't have a boat. They have nothing. They're certain. They can't see any way out of this morass. And then what happens? A miracle. God parts the Red Sea. God tears apart the Red Sea, and they're saved. Right before that happens, Moses says something quite extraordinary. He says, "Al tiru, don't be afraid. Hityatzvu ura'u et yeshuat Adonai. Be still and see the salvation of God." That's quite a thing. Somehow Moshe knew that that was about to happen when nobody else could see it. It's not just the ocean that horrified them. It was the chariots, too. It's interesting. It says in the actual text right beforehand, when it describes Pharaoh's chariots, it says, V'ra'u Mitzrayim Noseya Achareihem, which literally translates as they saw Egypt traveling toward them. So what the rabbis noticed from that is it didn't say they saw the Mitzrim traveling toward them. They saw Mitzrayim traveling toward them, right? And Rashi explains, "Belev echad ke'ish echad." They saw them traveling as with one heart, as one man. And he gives another explanation. They saw the Sar Shel Mitzrayim. They saw the demonic evil angel of Egypt advancing toward them as one giant kind of monstrous thing hanging toward them. So Rashi is explaining that their terror and their fear in that moment warped their ability even to see what was happening. All they could see was despair in front of them and certain death coming up from the other direction as well, as one giant monster. But then what happens? God parts the sea. The unimaginable miracle happens. That's something we really need to focus on right now. We really, really need to focus on that. Look around, folks, right? We look what's happening in our society. There, in every level of our society, there doesn't seem to be a lot of where do we go from here happening. But there's something in our tradition that seems to say that, in fact, the Midrash really picks up on this and lifts this up and gives us something to hold on to. That's what I'm going to share with you today. The Midrash says, you know what, the parting of the Red Sea didn't come out of nowhere. It looks like it came out of nowhere, but it didn't come out of nowhere. The Mechilta is one of the most ancient collections of Midrashic teachings, and it says the following. It starts off with a saying. It says, "Be'midah asher moded bo adam, modedim lo," which means, "In the measure that a man measures, he is measured." Interesting, in relation to this story. That's a tongue twister in Hebrew. The rabbis ultimately shortened that teaching to a well-known expression, midah keneged midah, right? Measure for measure. Anyone ever heard of that expression? Right? Do you know what it is? What's that? Did you say chess? Checkmate? Oh, Shakespeare. Checkmate, Shakespeare. Could be either. What? How do you like that? See, it's a sign. So, you know what it is? It's the Jewish idea of karma. It's the Jewish idea of karma. That according to their Midrashic tradition, what has been happening all along up until the parting of the Red Sea is a building up of good karma. Goes back to Abraham, right? Well, the story of Abraham is really the story of a man who was able to remain faithful to the idea of one God despite all of the trials and tribulations and difficulties of his life. He never wavered on his faithfulness to God. That right there is a whole load of good karma for his descendants. And Isaac and Jacob continue on with that. And then we move into the generation that moves into Mitzrayim. When Joseph is in Egypt, he makes a promise to his father that when his father dies, who dies in Egypt, he will bring his father's bones back and bury them in the land of Israel. And he does. Accompanied by Pharaoh's chariots, he takes in a royal procession, he buries him back in the land of Israel. B'midash adam moded bo modedim lo. So too, when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, they took the bones of Joseph with them across that Red Sea to keep that promise. What he did came back to him. Miriam, what did she do according to the Mechilta? She stood by her baby brother's basket in the reeds and made sure he was going to be okay. And because of that, the Israelites accompanied her when she went through difficult times. They refused to move on until she was able to move on with them. So all of these teachings together paint the idea that there is this incredibly good karma that builds up. It's a very beautiful and very powerful idea that I want to unpack a little bit more. That being faithful to what's right, that being faithful to goodness and to justice isn't just a good thing. It's not a nice value to live by. To do that in the face of what life constantly throws at us is an act of unbelievable human courage and nobility. It is nothing short of miraculous. Every time a human being, despite everything, despite all of the evidence, despite all of the reasons for despair, the impenetrableness of life, every time we affirm goodness, an act of justice, an act of faithfulness, that's a miracle. And ultimately, every time we do that, we are building up the midah keneged midah, the good karma, to believe in hope, to believe in the possibility of miracles. That is the core, folks, of what we mean by faith in Judaism. It's the opposite of other religious traditions' notions of faith. In other religious traditions, we are asked to believe something that is beyond our experience. This is the opposite. Our faith comes from our own, it begins with our own faithfulness in action. And we build up a litany of faithful actions in our lives, and that has a power beyond our own individual experience. So no wonder Moses was able to stand there when everybody else was absolutely freaking out and figuring this was the end. Moses was the one who was able to say, just be still, now watch. Because Moses understood that we could not possibly end that way, given the karma that we had built up as a people, as a Jewish people in the world. That we have so much midah keneged midah that we're going to survive, that we're going to come through this. You didn't know maybe that Judaism had karma, huh? We got it too. Say, I teach meditation, I teach karma. No, but it's very Jewish. So look around, folks. Look around at the world. You want to see things differently? You want to see things change? You want to create the conditions for another parting of the Red Sea? You want to see something like that happen again? For real? Look at what Abraham did with his life, and Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, and Miriam. Look how they remained faithful to justice, to kindness, to goodness, to doing what's right despite everything. Right? You know, if you look, you could almost minimize it. So Joseph kept a nice promise to his dad and buried him where his dad asked him to bury him. You know, Miriam was worried about her kid brother. She wanted to make sure he'd be okay. No, these are infinite miracles. Every one of those was the parting of the Red Sea. And those actions, even though they were done, they seem trivial on some level, they reverberate out into the universe and have impacts way beyond what we can possibly imagine. It's the proverbial, you know, butterfly, and what do they say, in China, and makes a hurricane in the Atlantic. This is a good hurricane. This is the parting of the Red Sea, every action that we do. Never give up hope. That's the essential quality of Jewish faithfulness and faith. Another way of saying it is expect redemption. And don't we dare give up expecting redemption to happen. That doesn't mean live passively. It's the opposite. It means expecting that. This is what a mitzvah is. Every mitzvah is an act of defiance of darkness, an act of defiance of despair. Every mitzvah that we do is a miracle. That's really what it is. All these rituals, all these things are miraculous on that level. They're defying the chaos. Every act of kindness, every act of goodness, all of them. We are here building up a life where we are being the people in the world who are expecting redemption in our own lives, in our community, in our society, and in our world. Yeah, if you turn on the news, and I'm turning on the news less and less, but, you know, it's just so much despair. So much despair. But remember, folks, we're the Jewish people. This ain't our first rodeo. We've come through it a lot, going back to that Kriyat Yam Suf. We know how to do this. You know, just resolve. Do the right thing. It doesn't matter how tiny. It doesn't matter how small. And do it with the intention and the wisdom and the insight like Moses had standing there. This is going to make the Red Sea part. This is going to do it. We do that, and the possibilities of hope are always in our hands. Shabbat shalom, everyone. We continue with a Chatzikdash before Musaf on page...